If you are a teacher, a parent, or a student, you faced many challenges, to say the least, during the pandemic.
We are digging deep into those issues in our News Nation series, The Classroom Crisis. The focus tonight is on homeschooling. News Nation's Ashley Ketch explains how the pandemic forced many parents off the sidelines and onto the front lines of their child's education.
Daddy, I'm trying to catch up with you.
It's one of the positives that emerged from the pandemic. The gift of quality time.
We got to, you know, bike on the beach and spend some time by the water and just kind of decompress.
But this past year taught Sandra Kim a lesson she didn't expect.
You start out from that point where you say, well, you know, I'm educated, but I'm not a teacher. But when you really think about it, as parents, you are your children's first teacher.
Sandra and her husband are both working from home and homeschooling their 7, 9, and 12-year-old children full time.
We do have screens, we have tablets, and we do have computers, but the amount of time that they were required to do by our public schools was just a little bit too much in our minds.
Excellent.
She's documenting their journey on Instagram.
It has been really surprising, if there's anything. Not what I thought it was going to be like. And it certainly is not taking place so much in the home as much as you'd think.
From field trips to the museum to extra time outdoors.
The mental health of my kids is just really, really great because they spend at least 2 to 3 hours a day outside.
The Kim family is part of a broadening base of homeschooling families brought on by the pandemic.
It shut down schools. It has caused havoc with the schools as they've tried to reopen in various ways, doing different things according to different safety and health protocols, and parents haven't been satisfied.
Mike Donnelly is with the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund. The nonprofit supports parents who want to homeschool their children. The past several years, he's seen homeschooling rates remain steady at just under 3.5%. But now, new numbers just released from the U.S. Census Bureau show, from the start of the pandemic last spring to the new school year last fall, the rate of American households homeschooling their children more than doubled, from around 5.5% to 11%. Alaska's homeschooling rate nearly tripled, and so did Florida's. And the rate in Massachusetts, which has some of the best schools in the nation, went from 1.5% to 12%. Major metro areas like Detroit and Phoenix also saw large increases. And the report shows how homeschooling varies by race. Black households saw the largest jump in rates of homeschooling, more than quadrupling from where they were a year ago.
We have been impacted at least by 1,000%, simply because African American homeschooling was already growing anyway.
Joyce Burgess is the founder of the National Black Home Educators and admits there are challenges.
Some parents are still struggling with it. I'm not going to say that they're not. I spend the time with these one-on-one with these parents. And yes, they are struggling with it.
Emily, you want to lead the way, honey? We're going to go that way.
While the Kim family isn't sure how long they'll roll along with homeschooling,
I really encourage people, even if it's for a short time, to try homeschooling.
They hope to keep on reaping the rewards.
So when they're excited to learn, they're really going to learn it.
And if you'd like more information on homeschooling, we've posted several links to free resources on our website, newsnationnow.com.